there have been some changes at the very top of the National Representative Body for Indigenous Australians. Dr. Jackie Huggins and Rod Little have been elected as co-chairs of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. Jackie Huggins has kindly made some time to speak with me. Congratulations on your election.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Now, you start as co-chair towards the end of this month. You're in the role for 2 years. What will you put at the top of the Congress agenda?
Well, certainly, I think right at the top of the Congress agenda is a number of things. The first thing is about how to engage with our membership much more fully and much more, sincerely, I guess. The second thing, of course, is to provide sustainability for Congress in terms of us delivering our outcomes in terms of being a united body and a representative voice. Certainly around that is stuff about the structure and how we engage with our chambers, our 1, 2 and 3 chambers. So for me, plus there's other things, particularly to engage more with the government and our stakeholders and to talk about the great national issues that are at hand.
Now, Congress has been defunded by this government. Are you going to be pushing the new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to fund Congress, or do you think the ship has sailed on this issue?
I don't think the ship has sailed on the issue. I think there is still a great place for Congress to do its work. We will be, in fact, seeking meetings with the Prime Minister and the government in terms of providing a more sustainable base for us. But certainly we want to re-engage with government at its earliest convenience.
When do you think you'll meet with the Prime Minister, and what will you say to him? What sort of messages? I know you've asked for this meeting as an organisation. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been granted yet.
No.
What are you hearing on this?
No, I've heard that, you know, we have asked a number of times for a meeting with the Prime Minister. Look, I suspect he's newly into the position. He has lots of priorities. I think one of the priorities, of course, should be looking at Indigenous people and Congress in particular, and meeting with us because we are, you know, an elected representative body for our people.
What are your impressions of Malcolm Turnbull so far? What kind of Prime Minister will he be for Indigenous Australians?
Look, I think that's still to be tested, Patricia. And the earliest we can see him about that, I think, the better. I think he has, personally, I think he has a great social justice bent to him. I think that, he is a former, possibly now, of course, a Republican. I think he has thought about Indigenous issues. I know that his wife has been a great supporter of some of the organisations in the Sydney area. So, look, I have great hopes, really great hopes. I think there is an opportunity now that we'll be able to, to reset our relationship and to re-engage with government.
On RN Drive, my guest is Dr. Jackie Huggins. She's the new co-chair-elect of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. That is the national elected body representing Indigenous people in Australia. Jackie, constitutional recognition. It's a bipartisan commitment, in fact, tripartisan, really, because the Greens are also in favour. It's something everyone's committed to. Do you think it's on track? Are you worried about the journey to constitutional recognition?
Look, I've just seen a statistic the other day that says 87% of Australians are committed to constitutional recognition. Hopefully, it should be much higher than that. But the vast majority of Australians still feel pretty positive that, we can go ahead with a referendum. So we're waiting now on the government to tell us how to go about this. So I guess we're sort of a wait-and-see game at this present stage.
Do you worry, though, that the interest in this issue has waned? It's been on the agenda for so long. It seems to have fallen off in terms of a priority.
Well, that's the problem when issues aren't kept in the forefront and the foremind and the foreground of people, and that is the danger. Of course, that it has fallen off. Look, we acknowledge that, but I think if we're able to re-engage with government again, it would be and speak to powers that be that will progress constitutional recognition. I think we can only be hopeful about that. And I think, once it's back on the agenda, I think it's still on the agenda, in fact, but not in the profound way that we had wanted or expected it to be. So I think we're at a lull. There's a bit of a lull at the moment, but we're waiting to hear, hopefully, good news, I would hope, before the end of the year.
And what do you say to Indigenous critics who say they're not interested in this kind of compromise constitutional deal? They want a treaty. They want sovereignty. What is your answer to people who say that?
I say to people, look, they are not exclusive of each other. In fact, I want all things, to tell you the truth. I want constitutional recognition, treaty, and I am a sovereign person of this country. I know and I accept that. But our people are saying they're feeling a bit impatient around what's happening. That's my read on the community at the moment. But that's. Our mob have been so patient for so long, and I think so generous in terms of wanting these things to progress. But they can be, those three things can be all progressed at the same time, I believe.
Finally, the government will trial a cashless welfare card in Ceduna next year, which prevents 80% of welfare payments from being spent on alcohol and gambling. Now, this has been heavily criticised. The National Welfare Rights Network says 72% of people in the trial will be Indigenous. Does the trial have your support? I know that Congress has historically been critical of this kind of welfare quarantining, but personally, what's your take?
Yes, look, I have to tell you, about 2 months ago, I had a meeting with 100 Aboriginal women in Cairns, and they were women from all over across Australia and from the remote communities. Let me tell you, they wanted to take this even further in terms of looking at measures that will actually, really go to the heart of the poverty and the sometimes hopelessness within Indigenous communities. Now, I know there are trials that are being had. Those trials have to be implemented and driven by community leadership. Now, community leaders are really intent on tackling domestic violence, alcohol, substance abuse, and there's a lot of pressure on communities to take the best measures that they can. I think they will trial it, because it's only a trial at the moment, to have a look at it and then see what comes up. It's a bit like the NT intervention. There are pros and cons for that, but I think until you speak to the people on the ground, you can get a better take on it. So that's what I'm hearing.
That's really interesting, Jackie. So you have a more open mind, it sounds to me, about these kinds of things, as long as the community is endorsing it.
Yes, I don't live in a remote community where people face these things every day. I live in an urban society and I hear about these things. And let me tell you, the women have said for many years, they want better policing in communities to tackle the violence, the DV. They want better ways to work with government. And I'm hearing those things all the time. But, I think on a personal basis, of course, if it happened to me, of course, I would be very, I would not be pleased about that. I think we've got to look at it case by case and what those communities and those people are telling us from those areas.
Jackie Huggins, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that's Dr. Jackie Huggins, who has been elected as the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. She'll take up her new position alongside Rod Little on the 27th of this month. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on the radio till 7:30 tonight. Our number here at RN Drive. Love it if you could text me. What do you make of Jackie Huggins and the way she frames that resetting of that relationship between Indigenous Australia and the new Prime Minister? 0418 226 576.